Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building one of those small but seriously powerful arrangement moves that can make your DNB feel huge, offsetting percussion layers in Ableton Live 12 to get that warehouse jungle, old school roller energy. The vibe we're chasing is not just more drums, it's movement. It's that gritty, slightly unstable pressure you feel when the beat sounds like it's bouncing around inside a concrete space. The break is the anchor, but the percussion layers give it attitude, depth, and that little bit of unpredictable life that makes jungle and old-school DNB so addictive. We're going to keep this completely stock Ableton, working in arrangement view, and focusing on timing offsets, layering, and arrangement movement over 16 bars. By the end, you should have a percussion section that can sit under a break, support a Reese bassline, or act as a switch-up before the drop. First, set up a simple 16-bar skeleton. Think in phrases. Bars 1 to 8 can be your intro or tension. Bars 9 to 16 can start opening up, and then your main groove can really live from bar 17 onward. For this tutorial, the sweet spot is the main groove zone, around bars 17 to 32. Drop in a core breakbeat, a bass placeholder, and maybe a little atmosphere or warehouse texture, so you can hear the space around the drums. Keep the tempo in the 170 to 174 BPM range. Around 172 BPM is a really solid place for dark jungle and old-school influence DNB. That tempo gives you enough speed for urgency, but still leaves room for the groove to breathe. Now let's build the anchor first. This is important. Don't try to create magic with offsets until the main break already feels good. Put your break into simpler if you want more control, or use it as an audio clip if it already sits well in the tempo. If the break has too much low rumble, add EQ8 and gently high pass around 30 to 40 Hz. If it needs a little more density, add drum bus very lightly. We're talking subtle drive, maybe a touch of transient lift, but nothing that crushes the life out of the break. The rule here is simple. The break needs to feel solid before you layer on top of it. If the foundation is weak, extra percussion will just make the groove messier, not better. Next, create a new percussion layer. Use a shaker, rim, closed hat, noisy top, or even a chopped fragment from the break itself. A really good warehouse jungle layer usually has a clear transient and a mid-high texture. You want something that can cut through without fighting the snare. Start with a sparse pattern. Don't overprogram this. You're not building a busy top loop yet. You're creating a secondary groove engine. Try placing a hit on the offbeat, another one later in the bar, maybe the ghost hit just before or after the snare, and one small fill at the end. Keep it minimal. That sparseness is part of the power, because the offset only feels alive when there's room around it. Now comes the key move, offset the percussion against the grid. This is where the groove starts talking. In Ableton, you can move MIDI notes manually in tiny amounts, or if you're working with audio, use track delay or split the clip and shift slices slightly. The trick is not to randomize everything. Be intentional. Tiny moves matter a lot at DNB tempo. Start with 1 to 5 milliseconds if you want subtle movement, then go a little further if you need more drag or more push. As a general guide, moving notes early by 5 to 12 milliseconds creates urgency and lean. Moving them late by 8 to 20 milliseconds creates a laid-back, dragging warehouse weight. You can mix both directions too. In fact, that often sounds more human. Don't offset every hit the same way. Let some accents stay close to the grid and push the ghost notes further off it. A really practical trick is to duplicate the percussion track. Keep one version tight and dry, then delay the duplicate by about 10 to 18 milliseconds. Lower that duplicate by 6 to 12 dB, and high pass it around 250 to 400 Hz so it stays out of the bass and snare zone. That gives you the subtle timing smear that makes the groove feel bigger without turning it into a wash. This is a great point to remember. The offset layer should feel like a secondary groove engine, not decoration. If it doesn't change how the backbeat feels, it's probably too quiet, too busy, or too close to the main break in sound. Now let's add a bit of swing, but carefully. Open the groove pool and try a subtle swing template from Ableton's library. Apply it lightly to the percussion layer only. Leave the kick and snare more rigid. That contrast is what gives old-school jungle its bounce. If everything swings, nothing swings. The drum core should stay disciplined, while the tops introduce a little human motion. You can also shape the groove with velocity. Let your main percussion hit sit around 95 to 115 velocity, ghosts around 40 to 70, and make sure the louder accents aren't all maxed out. That little internal dynamic range keeps the loop from sounding robotic. If the percussion starts stepping on the snare, reduce note lengths and move the hits into the spaces between the snare hits. In DNB, The snare has to have authority. If the top layer crowds it, the whole track loses impact. The best percussion offsets are the ones you feel more than hear. Now let's add a second layer, because this is where the warehouse depth really comes in. This second layer should do a different job from the first. If the first layer is crisp rhythmic definition, this one should be noisier, airier, or more textural. Try a tiny hat loop, a filtered noise burst, a reversed percussion hit, or another chopped break top. Process it with auto filter and high pass it somewhere around 300 to 700 Hz. Add a little saturator, maybe 2 to 6 dB of drive, just enough for grime. If you want a dirtier top, a tiny bit of redux can work too, but keep it subtle. You still want transient clarity. Offset the second layer differently from the first. If the first layer leans late, make this one a little early. If the first layer is tight, let this one sit a bit behind. The idea is micro conflict, not chaos. That tension is what makes the groove feel like it's moving inside a real space. You can also pan this layer a little, maybe 10 to 25% left or right, or automate slight pan movement across 8 bars. That helps sell the feeling of a warehouse room, where different percussive elements are bouncing off different surfaces. Once the layers are working, route them into a drum group and do some gentle bus processing. Keep it subtle. Use EQ 8 to trim any muddy buildup around 200 to 400 Hz if needed. Add glue compressor, but don't overdo it. 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction is plenty. Drum bus can add a little density, and saturator can bring some soft clipping or gentle drive, but again, the goal is glue, not flattening. This is really important. Don't compress the life out of the groove. The space between the hits is part of the rhythm. If you squash that space, you lose the whole point of the offset layer. Now let's turn this from a loop into an arrangement. Over 4, 8, and 16 bars, automate changes. Start with one percussion layer, then bring in the second layer a few bars later. Add a little more ghost activity in the next phrase. Then, before the drop, pull one layer down so the space opens up. That reduction right before the drop is gold. It makes the next section feel bigger when it lands. Even a small move, like lowering a percussion layer or narrowing it with utility, can make the transition hit harder. You can also automate a short reverb send on the very last hit of a phrase. Keep the reverb small and short, with a dry/wet low, maybe around 8 to 18%. High pass the reverb return so you don't muddy the low end. That gives you a nice little warehouse slap back without turning the groove into soup. A great advanced move here is resampling. Once the groove feels good, resample one or two bars of the percussion bus to a new audio track. Then slice it up. Keep the best transient clusters, maybe reverse one fragment, and turn that into a fill or pickup. This is very much an old-school DNB move, because it turns your groove decisions into real audio material that you can arrange with. Resampling is also where the accidental magic lies. Sometimes the slightly imperfect timing of the offset layer becomes the best part of the whole phrase. So don't be afraid to commit it to audio. A few common mistakes to watch out for. First, don't offset every percussion hit off-grid. That just makes the groove feel vague. Keep strong accents closer to the beat, and let the ghost notes drift more. Second, don't stack too many top layers. One good layer and one supporting layer is often enough. Third, don't overuse reverb. Fast DNB needs dry, physical percussion more than wide ambient smear. Fourth, always check your layer in context with the bass. Something that sounds exciting solo can become distracting once the low end comes in. If you want a darker or heavier result, there are a few extra tricks. Use very tiny track delay offsets for that haunted, unstable feel. High pass aggressively so the percussion stays out of the way of the bass. Add a little distortion to a ghost layer and tuck it low in the mix. And don't forget silence. In heavy DNB, removing a hit can be more powerful than adding one. Here's a quick practice challenge you can use right away. Build a two-layer percussion groove in 15 minutes. Choose one break and one percussion one-shot or hat loop. Program a one-bar pattern. Duplicate the percussion track. Offset the duplicate by plus or minus 10 milliseconds. High pass it around 300 Hz. Lower its volume by 6 to 10 dB. Add light swing just to the percussion tracks. Then automate that second layer in and out over 8 bars. Resample one bar and turn it into a fill. Finally, listen to it all against a simple sub or reese placeholder. If the groove feels like it's moving even when the notes are simple, you've done it right. So let's wrap it up. The big idea here is very simple. Use intentional timing offsets on percussion layers to create warehouse-style movement in your DNB arrangement. Start with a strong breakbeat anchor. Keep the percussion sparse and purposeful. Offset layers by small amounts to create tension and motion. Protect the snare, protect the low end, and automate your arrangement over phrases so the groove evolves. Then resample the best moments and turn them into fills or transitions. If you nail this technique, your jungle and old-school DNB sections will feel deeper, more alive, and way more like a real warehouse session. Heavy, rolling, gritty, and impossible not to move to.